Hello, this is Mike Swanson. You're listening to the Wall Street Window Weekly Broadcast. It's Friday, March 19th, 2010. I've got with me today Dave Skrica and Victor Riesco, and both of them right now are in Santiago, Chile, where they just put on an investment conference a couple days ago. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Mike. We're fine. I'm doing good.
Good. Well, how did the conference go? What were the people like that attended it, and what did y'all tell them?
Well, I'll start because I know Victor put it on, and I've been to a lot of these things, you know, in North America. I put on a conference myself in the Bahamas, you know, I've been in the States, Canada. And this was as good as any conference I've ever been to. It was more of a seminar than a conference. You know, I spoke for about an hour because Victor had to translate for me as well. So my speech went a little longer than usual. But it was a little room at a beautiful golf course here in Santiago and called Sport Francis, right? And so it was a nice setting, and there was about 70, 80 people there. Some really, I would say, pretty influential people in Chile, in Santiago as well. And, you know, I think because you don't have a lot of these trading seminars or economic seminars down here, people were very appreciative. There was 80 people in the room, like I said, no one left. Usually when I speak at these things, I have one or two questions. I had seven or eight questions at the end. And to me, it was one of the best experiences speaking at a conference or a seminar I've ever had. It was just like, it was really unique. And it was, like I said, it's nice to have people kind of enthralled and excited when you're speaking with them, rather than just kind of like, okay, yeah, it's another guy talking about the market. Because down here, they really appreciate that the foreigner's here and someone's talking about maybe a subject matter they never hear. And the organization that Victor and his partner Eduardo did was fantastic. It was really well organized.
Yeah, it was a huge success for us. We're trying to create some awareness about the markets outside Chile, about, you know, U.S. equities, indices, commodities, forex, and what better way to get interest in these markets is bringing an expert like Dave, and people really appreciate it, and we're really happy about the results.
You said, Dave, that this is one of the best ones or experiences you had at doing one of these things. What makes a conference exceptional in your opinion? And you know, what was done right in this one?
A, people have to show up.
Okay.
I've been to a few where people don't show up, and that's really depressing to be in a room with, you know, or speaking, and you know, there's 10 people there. So they had a great crowd. Like I was telling them, like I think they invited 80 or 90 people. And it was, like I said, there's between 70 and 80 people in that room. So, the turnout was great. And then B, you want the type of people there. Like, I don't want to sound demeaning, but, you know, you want people that are somewhat sophisticated and have interest in the markets. And, yeah, some people that have actually has some excess capital or money to invest. So, you know, it's a good class of people in the crowd. And then C, you want the organization to be good. You want things to run smoothly. You don't want clunkiness when people go up there to do presentations, or you know, things not to work right, or things to start late. And it was like, on all regards, it was like very well done. And I guess like the fourth thing is that, you know, you want a nice setting. You know, like we did our conference in the Atlantis, in this beautiful room with an aquarium. Well, they did their conference in a very nice room that had kind of this fake like trees and stuff like that to the side of it, so it was a nice, and rocks and stuff, and there's a nice setting, and this golf course is surrounded by mountains, and it's a really beautiful setting. So really everything was really well done, and it ran very crisply, and like I said, it was a pretty good experience. And you know, culturally Chileans are a lot different than Canadians or Americans with their attitudes towards the stock market, so it was interesting to see that too as well, the way people kind of talk to you or ask questions or the way they approached it, right? And it was also interesting to see there was a bunch of these guys who were day traders there. And on the opposite end of it, they looked exactly the same as day traders that you would see here in North America. Like they were a little unkempt, if you kept my drift. but no, it was a really good experience.
Well, how are the other people, besides the day traders, how are they different than the typical American or Canadian investor?
Well, I think the the crowd we brought to our conference, most of you we got interested in this were people who really like to trade the markets. Maybe not outside Chile, but they do it in Chile, and they put a lot of effort to it. So they're pretty, you know, well they have knowledge about, you know, technical analysis or investing techniques. So actually, Dave, one of the things he told me is that the level of the questions was very high, because they asked him pretty hard questions, you know. And well, Dave, you know, managed to answer them correctly. But the questions actually surprised me too. Like, they really were paying attention and trying to learn something, and the questions revealed that. So maybe that could be a bit of a difference of a normal conference in the States, where you get basically anyone who just wants to invest but doesn't really have much knowledge.
Yeah, like, people were really interested in, like one guy asked me, because I'm bullish on commodities and oil, like one guy asked me about alternative energies and the effect that they could have, you know, once oil prices get high, you know, like they may become economic. And I found that questions were very thoughtful. It wasn't just like, well, what stock do you think is going to make me 1,000% in the next year? They're much more interested in kind of the secular patterns of the stock market and markets that I talk about in my presentation. So, I think the thoughtfulness of the crowd was what I really liked.
Well, that means a lot. I mean, even for us, I think someone that's trying to give information to other people, you really appreciate it when those type of people read it, as opposed to someone that's just looking for some hot stock pick or something. I mean, you know, I believe that you can give out good stock picks or investment advice or whatever, but only so many people are going to benefit from that. And the real benefit, I think, we provide people that read our stuff or listen to these podcasts is the people that take the information, really learn from it. And that was something I know, you know, that's how I met Victor. Was he'd watch some of my videos and learn from them. He wasn't just, you know, someone who said, oh, I bought these stock picks and made a lot of money, you know.
And I think you look at what we do before we get into the markets here, I guess very quickly.
And we all got to keep learning too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. But if you look at what we do, for example, a lot of it, what we do is not really about just giving people stock picks. It's like, we like to teach people how the market works and how to use certain trading strategies. And then you can, whatever, pick your own stocks, but use our tools and our strategies to sort of, you know, really play the markets. And that, to us, is more important if you learn from that than, say, like just buying some stock and making money and looking for the next hot deal.
Well, that said, I know, besides stock picks, what people want to know, and, you know, because we think about it all the time, is what is the stock market doing right now? So we're halfway through this, so I'll just throw that question out to y'all. Do y'all have any opinion about the market right now? You know, is at the moment the NASDAQ's down about 20 points.
Yeah. Well, when we spoke last week, we were seeing the overbought condition on the market. During this week, the market managed to move a little bit higher, but it wasn't a really broad advance. If you were following, you know, stocks, you would see that some stocks, even though the market made new highs, like some big stocks weren't making new highs. So that's kind of like a sign of a little bit of weakness. And actually, today it seems that we're starting kind of a pullback in the markets, because in my opinion, they're very overextended. And the odds for, you know, making money just buying on the highs is never very good, in my opinion. So I think we're going to get a pullback now, hopefully maybe to the 50-day moving average. And that will make actually a lower high in the market. And, you know, it would confirm, you know, the bullishness. Like, as we mentioned last week, the advanced decline line broke out. The advance in the market has been very broad. And optimism is not as high as in early in the year, so there might be, you know, room for more advance.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same wavelength. You know, the VIX is pretty low, but as we saw in the 05-06 period or the mid 90s, the VIX can often in a kind of a bull move stay low for years before seeing top in the market. So I don't think that's that much of a concern. And as Victor said, like, the investors' intelligence and some of these other indicators are not showing extreme levels of bullishness. So I kind of agree. Like, my biggest thing is internal of the markets. That's what I like. And the fact that the advanced decline line broke out, meaning the rally is very broad before the market breakout, on the indices, I think that means that the market, after a pullback, say the 50-day or 20-day moving average or 150-day at the deepest, will probably hit another, new high. Now, I'm looking for kind of like what we've seen here recently. I'm not looking for it to blast off to 1,300. That, you go to 1,170, you pull back to 1,120. And then you go to 1,190, and it's a very choppy, kind of slow high movement. And then I'm looking not for a top for another, 6 to 9, maybe even 12 months from now. To me, everything looks basically okay here.
Well, I'm kind of, at the moment, the very short term, I'm in the same basic camp as Victor. I think the market's overbought, and like he said, I don't think the risk reward makes sense to try to be buying until the market pulls back a little bit or goes sideways or something else. So this week I'm basically, taking a break from trying to actually do a lot of trading and just let things work out myself.
Yeah, for me, I'm like a pullback buyer. I try to follow the big trend and wait for the pullbacks because they will occur. And you have the best risk reward there. And for me, chasing the market on the highs has never been proven very profitable, so I avoid doing that.
Well, as we wrap up, do y'all have anything else you want to say?
No, if anything, I'm the exact same way, especially because, I do a lot in the precious metals and gold stocks, and I've been a firm believer that these kind of things pull back, 15-20% a few times a year. So if you miss a run, just wait for a pullback. And even if it means you buy a tiny bit higher, I'm much more comfortable buying on dips than chasing breakouts. That's my philosophy as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm in the same wavelength as both of you. And, this Europe-Greece problem and India hiking interest rates today might be, the catalyst for a pullback. So I think it's probably going to happen now.
Well, before we go, I was just curious. I know putting on a conference like this takes a whole lot of work. Do you have any plans to do another one?
Yeah, actually, when I was talking with Dave, this was kind of like a beta test of a real conference. And also, to show Dave how well developed this country and how, safe it is. So actually, we want to do a bigger conference maybe later in the year. And get some U.S. investors here and make it like a much broader, have more speakers, have more activities, and I think people will be interested in visiting an emerging market as Chile.
Yeah, and I definitely think that just on a personal level, if you're someone who wants to travel and wants to come to South America, but you're not that adventurous, I think Santiago is a great place because it's a very well-developed city. It basically looks like a first world city just from driving around. And, it's very built up. There's a lot of skyscrapers. It's very clean. The water is good. The food is fantastic. It's cheap. The food is cheap here by North American levels as well. So your major expense will be the flight and the hotel. And actually when you're here, you find you won't spend that much money. But no, it's a great kind of beginner spot for, it's not like Mexico when you go there and you have to worry about having, stomach problems if you catch my drift. Here everything is pretty, pretty up to par in first world standards.
No, that sounds great. That's, new to me. I didn't know y'all were considering doing another one. And if you do, I'll certainly hope to be able to come to it and see what it's like just to go down there. Never been there, never been below Mexico, so that would be a lot of fun. Thanks for taking the time to talk to everybody, and we'll do this again in the future.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Yeah,
thanks, Mike.